Moon had invited her friends, Aura and Anna, for a sleepover at her home. Their parents came along to drop them. They all had dinner together and then the parents left. The next day was a holiday, so the plan was to spend half a day with Moon, and then go back home after lunch. After dinner and playtime, everyone was tired.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Aura and Anna slept in no time. Moon kept thinking about how many times they fought over toys and why her friends had behaved like that. Moon felt more and more sad as she kept thinking about it, and she did not know how to fix it if it happened again the next day. Finally, she slept off at some point. The next morning, Aura and Anna woke up and started trying to wake Moon up. Moon was getting annoyed.
I slept late last night. You both slept so quickly. I was lying alone wondering about so many problems.
What such big problems do you have after all, that it kept you from sleeping?
We fought so many times over toys yesterday. I was thinking about that, and how to avoid fighting today. But I could not really think of any solution.
Aura and Anna looked at each other.
See? My parents keep telling me this thing that really helps keep my worries away. They tell me that every day of our life will have happy and sad moments. If you try to recollect, you will notice that the happy moments were much more than the sad ones. It is just that we tend to think more about the sad ones than the happy ones. In our case, just think how much fun we had yesterday. We played, ate, sang, and danced together. We laughed like crazy so many times, and it was so much fun. Yes, we did fight, but it was only once or twice. Compared to all the fun that we had, the small fights were just nothing, and it was more to annoy each other for fun than really fighting over toys, right? Next time you feel stressed while fighting, tell us, so we can stop right away. We want every one of us to have fun.
That is actually right, and so thoughtful of you for trying to understand how I felt. Next time I feel sad or stressed, I will definitely tell you both.
See, that's it. So before sleeping every night, I close my eyes and think about the good things that happened that day and thank God for keeping me and my dear ones well. Or I tell my mom and dad about it. I also thank all the people who helped make my day beautiful. I even have a journal for writing that down. Know what? I thank you both almost every night because you help me stay happy every day. That is why you are my best friends after all. And when I wake up every day, I first thank God for giving me another beautiful day, and I wish for my day to have more happy moments than sad ones. Even if it turns out to be otherwise, there will be at least one happy moment every day, and I feel thankful for it.
Does this really help? I should also try this. Though I sleep quickly on most nights, sometimes I do find it tough to fall asleep. Maybe I should also start doing your mind exercise every night before sleep.
Yes, I will also start practicing this from today onwards. You were so right about the happy moments being more than sad ones on most of the days. I end up thinking more about the sad ones though. I must change this habit. You really are my best friend. Thank you so much for sharing this with both of us.
I thought you both knew this already, so never mentioned about it earlier. Now that we all know this idea, maybe we will all sleep quickly and happily every night. Also remember that this is not just for sleeping. Any time of the day, if you feel too worried about something, try to look at the positive side of your worry. There will be a positive side to it for sure, and that will help you feel good. In case you still have any kind of worries, we could even talk about it and figure out the positive side together.
Yes, Next time we have a problem, let us just talk about it openly, share our thoughts and worries with each other or our families. Like you said, that will really help us resolve our problems quickly.
That is a great idea. This sleepover was so much fun. We did not just have a lot of fun, we also learned something so important and helpful. Now let us see who gets first to the bathroom to brush teeth.
Please like, share, and subscribe to our stories. Thank you.